Cavalera, Saturday, August 22nd edition. Today we're talking a lot about communication, a little about a ship that's dividing the community, and quite a few welcome fixes. Hold tight, the community has things to say. Let's start with the patch. The Alpha 4.10 PTU just hit a significant milestone with a new release candidate, published late yesterday. It's tightening things up ahead of a possible push to live, and two fixes immediately stand out. The cockpit on the new Kruger Stingray wasn't taking damage properly, making it practically invulnerable to targeted fire, and its rear section wasn't covered by the shield at all, letting damage pass straight through to the hull. Safe to say the ship was pulling more than its fair share of the blanket on the balance side of things. Also addressed, the Siege of Orson instance was sometimes marking itself as complete right after the briefing, with zero objectives completed, a mission collapsing before it even gets off the ground. Around 15 other fixes follow, covering NPCs losing their positions after a server crash, duplicating cargo, and a vehicle retrieval button that stubbornly stayed grayed out. This RC1 is PTU only for now, and based on early feedback, it might stay there all weekend before a live push sometime early next week. This week's sneak peek shows what looks like an electrical generator or transformer, with the caption electrifying. As usual, it tells us nothing concrete. It could be energy infrastructure for a future colony, or just a teaser that leads nowhere. One community member sees it as a potential outpost on Nix-1, but nothing is confirmed, naturally. Data miners went digging for hard numbers behind the vague patch note language. On the Stingray, armor apparently went from 900 to over 3,500 health points, and component penetration damage was reduced by 60%. That would explain the survivability monster some players are already complaining about. Another find involves the Recco Battaglia narrative mission, where the reputation thresholds needed to progress have reportedly been multiplied several times over, sometimes by more than 10 at the higher ranks. If that carries through to live, Battaglia's story arc is going to require a whole lot more patience than it does today. Now for the community, and there's plenty going on. Over on Spectrum, the mood of the day is exhaustion. A thread titled Time for Change is approaching 1,900 votes and over 450 replies. It was sparked by a recent Star Citizen Live focused on Siege of Orison, which a chunk of players called a disaster, and it's calling for a change in approach rather than more explanations. Another thread extends the same argument about the perceived difficulty of certain game systems. There's also a calmer counterpoint, a genuine thank you message to CIG, proof that not everyone is singing from the same sheet. And the Stingray keeps splitting people right down the middle, through all of it. Some still can't figure out its role or why it remains hard to get an alpha. Others bought it, and say they love it. On Reddit, the echo of this communication crisis shows up in a thread asking point blank whether results shouldn't matter more than words. But the post pulling the most comments is still the Stingray. One thread is bluntly titled, On Nobody's Christmas List, arguing the ship has no niche and no justification against other development priorities. On a more playful note, someone noticed that the Stingray's fuses are causing issues on single-seat fighters with no interior, which is quite the engineering puzzle. Another player discovered with some delight that the Stingray's new laser repeater fits and works perfectly on the Merlin. The community also has a long memory when it comes to Squadron 42 release dates, with one ironic thread reminding everyone that every past estimate was, and I quote, optimistic, except the 2026 one, of course. And for anyone just looking to unwind, there are some stunning shots of the moon Ashland and a ship portrait from a player who clearly puts real love into the staging. On the events side, the Ship Showdown tournament keeps rolling with daily matchups, the Drake Clipper recently going up against the RSI Aurora in the underdog bracket. Starting August 26th, the 8 finalists will be playable for free by everyone during a free fly period. A Bar Citizen is planned in Cologne on Friday, August 28th at 6 p.m. on the sidelines of Gamescom for an evening of ships and good company. And on the store side, a new steel-themed cosmetic pack is arriving, with heavy armor, a machine gun, and a paint job for the Anvil Asgard. The verse by the numbers, $194,000 raised yesterday, bringing the total past $1.037 billion. That was Cavalera. Happy testing weekend, everyone, and fly hard, crash pretty.